This Kennedy Malloy catch-up podcast means you can take the show with you anywhere. Industry Fund Lucrif Super make it easy to take your super with you when you change jobs. Read the PDS at lucrf.com.au/changingjobs.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, welcome to the big Tuesday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Australia.
All right, hello, Dangerous Dave.
G'day.
Hopefully the last time I see the two of you.
Oh, because what? It's...
When I win the lotto tonight.
$80 million.
See you later, losers.
Wow. Would you really leave work?
No, I'd just have you both replaced with a sack of potatoes.
Oh.
I'd sit here and talk.
That's
to
not
you.
Very cheery. That's on a way Tuesday. I roll. You love us.
Hey,
you can't deny
a big $80 million jackpot coming down the pike. We might talk to the punters out there, see what they're thinking.
Good that, idea.
Among many other stories we're going to cover today.
Yes, there's Olympic news. Who's going to hold the Olympics? Always a big moment.
All right.
There is also, another fundraiser online for Falau. Sounds fair enough, doesn't it?
Hey, give that he may grow, because life has just dealt him a terrible hand.
Yeah, no, it's very sad for him.
How can he hate and judge other people if he doesn't have the money to do so?
Yeah.
So can you please?
He's struggled all the way through his career financially, so we're not sure.
If you're a small-minded, judgmental, hateful person, contribute, please, to his...
Thanks for that, Mick.
His GoFundMe.
Yes. Let's turn the corner. Right. I'm going to lead you into one of my all-time heroes from television.
Right. Oh, who?
99 from Get Smart.
You mean 99?
No way.
Barbara Feldon.
What?
We have got her on the show today. Can you believe it?
Bit of a hottie, I have to say.
Yeah.
As a teenage
she
boy.
She was a hero of mine as
99
well.
99 did it. We'll have one job up and running a little later.
We got our mate Adam Rosenbach's because we sent him to go and do yoga with goats.
Yep.
Not joking.
Sure.
It's a thing and we want to find out how he went.
You'll never get what I watched last night.
What?
Game of Thrones. Good
Come
on. Spoiler alert.
Okay.
Don't tell me, but I'll...
And we
later.
Love doing one job. You've got one job.
Yes.
If you've got any thoughts, let us know, but we've got some rippers.
All right, and we may touch base with an Australian restaurant that's trying to get a Michelin star.
That's exciting.
All this and much, much more. We'll
and
take
a Gold Coast trip to give away as well to
what?
Come up to the Logies to a winner today. Best caller today that we think.
We're going up to the Logies, aren't
we?
Well, I'm a 50-50.
What?
I'm only saying
start
I'm joking.
Antics.
I'm not joking.
There's a big controversy at the top end, isn't there? What's happening? Are we talking about this or not? Tom Gleason's gone mad. Everyone else. You know the trouble now.
Can we just explain what's happening?
Well, he's
if you don't know.
He's raging a negative campaign to win the gold.
Yes.
So he's absolutely filleting all the other
contestants.
He
doesn't want to be gold winner.
No, he does. He does because he says he's the highest rating Gold Logie nominee and he deserves it. He's gone full cocky mode.
Kind
of
his
shtick.
That's what he does.
That's what he does. However, there's a bit of a dilemma for his. They've felt a little bit bullied, the other gold contenders, you see, because they're in a bit of a corner.
Well, if he wins it, it's very demeaning to the entire Logies.
Oh,
it means
I'm sure he's probably hoping he doesn't win because that way
the joke comes off better.
It's a lot funnier than when you do win it and you have to get up there and go, ha, you bunch of pills.
Well, there you go.
I'm the best
and
you all suck.
We'll be in the room and it'll be interesting to see the mood of the room. But Tom is, he's unfathomable. He doesn't find it a problem at all. He doesn't care what people say. He says, I'm the best, vote for me. There you go. So...
Well, he's doing what everyone privately does, which is mount a campaign, don't you? I mean, I don't know any other award in the world.
Well, this didn't used to be like that at all.
But they're all doing it now.
Now
if you look at everyone online, it says, vote for me. Hi, I'm in the best something or other category. If you watch every network, everyone's campaigning.
Yeah.
So he's campaigning like everyone else.
What happens if you don't have a lot of followers and you're like an actress who doesn't even have a... an Instagram or anything?
Then you should not take the Logies seriously.
Well, I say
go to the actors or something like that,
where
they're industry-based awards.
Well, now they've taken out the Outstanding Actor Awards for Logies too. You can't – your peers used to be able to vote for different
– Well, what about my show, which is very popular?
Well,
I can't.
No, because there's no sporting show left.
Am I hosting on the night? You watch me go berserk.
Oh, no.
What do you mean? I'm going to be standing next to you. I don't want my career
ruined. I'm going to set fire to you. I'm going to make a point.
Jeez.
Really? Yeah. Don't embarrass me. It's a big night for me.
No,
a lot of my cohort's going to be there, and you've offended a lot of people on this radio show, especially women. And I'm going to bring them all over to the table to see you. I can't wait.
I am.
Oh, you wait. You wait. The first people I'm going to run into is Deborah Knight and Georgie Gardner.
I've been nothing but supportive.
I don't think so. Girls.
I love today.
I'm going to get Kerry Ann, bring her over as well.
Like
You've been tough on her.
Well,
who else? God, there's so many. I can't even think of them all. Dare I?
I've been a good corporate citizen.
I'm not sure you have.
An industry supporter.
Really?
And I have. Hey, I've never been to a Logies where 10 people have. If I get murdered at the Logies, there'll be 100 suspects. It'll be one of those.
Can you get in a fight with someone,
it'll
please?
The murderer is in this room.
and
it'll take them a month to clear everybody.
Funny.
Make no mistake about it.
What award are you going to present? Do you know what you're doing on the night?
It's a secret.
Oh, is it?
Far out. It's a secret.
Oh, is it?
Oh, it's a lifestyle one, isn't it?
Oh, fantastic. Well, one of them.
Okay.
Is it the gold?
Oh, I'm assuming we're not supposed to say.
Okay.
Because you were told that privately.
Oh, was I? By the way.
See what I mean? What am I going to do? This is embarrassing already. I'm sorry to everyone at the Logies.
I'll be watching. Make no mistake. It's going to be awesome.
How far in? I hope we're not one of the last to present.
I spoke directly to Brent, who's producing the Logies, and I said, mate, he said, I've got one request. He goes, yeah, your award will be on early.
Oh, thank God.
He knows the way I roll.
Yeah.
And he knows it's in his best interest to avoid an Ed Devereux moment.
But that's what we want.
For both of us.
I can't talk. Who knows
where the trouble's coming from?
I think I've
maybe
got
if
a
we're
history
both,
of that.
If we're both equally drunk, it'll look like we're sober.
There you go.
Maybe we could. Did you do a drunken one?
Oh,
an acceptance speech.
Did you? Oh.
Yes.
I was lighthearted.
And you punched Grant Denyer in the face?
Did you?
I have never punched Grant in the face. I haven't had a fight with anyone.
Really?
No. All right. We're going to stand by because we're going to talk to somebody who has a KFC franchise in Alice Springs, I believe.
Oh, okay.
And miraculously.
That'll be popular, I'm guessing.
That would be. In fact, I'm pretty sure I've been to that one. He's got a very interesting proposal that he wants. And we're going to chat to him because we know we've got a lot of people listen to us around that part of Australia. We're going to chat and find out what's going on. It involves a Michelin star.
Okay.
We'll do that. And we're here thanks to Lucrif, which is an industry super fund run only to benefit members. The PDS available at lucrf.com.au.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Barbara Feldon, you know her as 99 from Get Smart, our special guest in the second hour. Adam Rosenbach's coming up soon too. This is Kennedy
Malloy. She was a hottie, I can say that. And a great comic actress, by the way.
You know what I love? The fact that she was taller than Max. That gave hope for tall girls around the world, you know.
Especially when he had his shoe phone off.
Because he was quite diminutive, wasn't he?
Oh, man, he's a very small man.
God, it was a funny show.
It was a funny show. And it holds up today too.
I was looking for clips today.
It's like Batman. Those sitcoms from that era that were done properly by smart guys. Mel Brooks
was behind it.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I can't wait to speak to him.
It's going to be great. We can't wait. Hey, even closer to my heart.
Yeah.
We're talking fast food.
Well, the fast food wars are hotting up at the moment because McDonald's are giving away burgers for $1 today.
Big Macs.
You've got to go to the app though, Mick.
Why are they giving it away for $1?
Because they're trying to promote a new burger, saying
hotter,
that it's
juicier, tastier.
Yeah. What type of burger?
Big Mac.
So which burger are they giving away for $1?
Any burgers through the My Rewards section.
Can you give me $10 worth of burgers?
You can only get one per person.
Oh, here comes the red tape.
Oh, well, who wants more than one burger?
Joke.
Yeah.
How many would you scoff?
On a pounder.
Just get it on your app there, mate, on your phone.
Yeah, just get on the app. There
can
you go.
I Google it? Can I Google a burger?
No, you can't.
Oh, move aside, McDonald's.
Yeah.
Lightweight today because really mucking around down the deep end of the pool is KFC, in particular the KFC franchise in Alice Springs, who, you're not going to believe what I'm about to say, Jane Kennedy.
Tell me.
They want to earn a Michelin star. Now, you more
Sacre
than anyone,
bleu.
And your love of France and fine dining,
yes.
You know what it takes to get a Michelin star. This is the greatest food rating in the world.
It is.
Three being the highest.
Yep.
One meaning that you are an absolutely outstanding restaurant.
Well, the standards are so high, and there are no Michelin star restaurants in Australia at the moment.
No kidding.
No.
At the moment.
Right.
Okay. But we think we can go one more. Have a listen to the franchisee owner, Sam Edelman, as he talks about the possibilities.
We're the most remote KFC in Australia. We're the most remote KFC in the world. On top of that, my guys have passion for what they do. I have passion for what I do. I've been working at KFC 20 years and I eat way too much of it. But I think KFC has really good food. And I thought, well, maybe, you know, Kentucky Fried Chicken could get recognised for its food.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Well, it's a possibility.
That's a bold plan.
A very bold plan. And it has 11 secret herbs and spices.
Well, one of those secret herbs or spices better be truffle oil or you'll have absolutely no chance. But let's check in with the big boss, Sam. Sam, where did this dopey plan come from?
How you going today?
Yeah, we're good.
I'm good, mate. Where are you now? Are you in the drive-thru or are you in the main area?
No, I'm at home in Alice Springs.
All right. A beautiful spot, by the way. Soft spot for Alice Springs. And I would suggest to you the KFC would probably already go all right in Alice Springs.
It definitely does. It's a pretty busy KFC. We get very involved with the community and we have great food and we have great staff. So, people support us back.
Sam, where did this kernel of an idea come from?
Pretty good.
So there is a Netflix show called Street Food.
Yeah.
And so I saw that show. The first episode is a street food vendor in Bangkok and she has one Michelin star. Yeah. And midway through the episode, there is a bit of a cutaway and there's an LED panel with a KFC advertisement on it. And I kind of just thought, well, if she can get one, why can't I?
Well, that's
and
a pretty good point.
My perception was fine dining. You know, prior to that, you need a wine list, you need a snooty waiter, you need all of these things and it's limited to fine dining.
But what's the fine dining involved? What's your centerpiece for your fine dining experience?
Well, Sam's saying it doesn't have to be fine dining.
Well, what is it then? How are you going to get your Michelin star?
Well, I Googled the criteria and we're in a unique position in Alice Springs because part of the criteria for 2 and 3 stars is worth a detour or worth a special journey with excellent cooking or exceptional cuisine.
Same thing about cuisine served in a bucket? is there a category specifically
for bucket dining?
Can you?
Well, after I looked up the criteria, I said bucket. Why not go for this?
Oh yes, there you go. We're full of puns today.
Now I put it to you: if these guys, when they come in for Michelin, you don't know who they are.
That's true.
So it's a sneak attack. So you're going to have to be ready non-stop to provide the ultimate experience. I mean, they might turn up in the main dining. They might turn up in the drive-thru. They might ask you for a moist towelette, in which case you'd want to pull it out and put it on their lap, I reckon.
We could be the first Michelin star restaurant in the world with a drive-thru.
Wow.
That's true. Now, you know, I've been to a dumpling place in Hong Kong that had a Michelin star. Really? So
I've been there as well.
Yeah, I have too.
So it's not so crazy at all, this idea. How long have you been the franchisee owner for, Sam?
So I've been 7 years. I've been the franchisee in Alice Springs, but I've worked for KFC for almost 20 years.
Good for you. And you've got
started in a good old Greensboro in Melbourne.
Good on you. Nice. And you've got a good crew working for you there?
I have an amazing crew in Alice Springs, and that's why I know that our Kentucky Fried Chicken is amazing. They put a bit of love into every single
thing. What do you think the Colonel would make of this idea? Would the Colonel approve?
Oh, I think the Colonel is lusting for some recognition. It's been 60-plus years, and he just hasn't had it yet, and, you know, we're chasing that.
Do you know what I reckon will get you across the line?
What?
The potato and gravy. Once they get the potato and gravy out, they are going to go cocoa bananas. Hey, good luck. Personally, my favourite KFC, I like yours a lot. I think it's in Mackay, which is right next door to a sex shop. And you go,
It's your one-stop shop. You dressed as a pirate one night in Bojangles, actually.
It's your one-stop shop. You go in, you get your bucket of Kentucky, a couple of blue stick mats.
Nothing gets better than movies.
Oh, what's your night in?
Australian dream come true, Sam. There's we're backing you all the way. And we wish you good luck with your star. Thanks for talking on Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks for the support and thanks for having me.
Good on you, mate.
Would you use the... What's the spicy stuff? What do you call the spicy stuff?
Herbs and spices.
No, Sizzler. The
What do they call the...
Get him up.
Yes,
Sam. Sam, which one is it?
What's the spicy
version? Zinger?
Oh, the Zinger Burger. Yeah.
Would you zing it? Would the Zinger get you across the line, the Zinger Burger?
Absolutely, the Zinger would. The Zinger's great. I love a Zinger.
What's the secret ingredient in Zinger?
That was my lunch today was a Zinger.
Was it?
Hey, what are the secret herbs and spices,
yeah,
by the way?
Yeah, tell us.
If I told you, I wouldn't be allowed to.
Get off.
Thank you.
Oh. A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And a big shout out to our crew at 8HA in Alice Springs tuning in. Thanks for all your feedback too. We love that. And
who's up there? We were just talking to the
Yeah, Sandy Beach for breakfast on 8HA.
Sandy Beach?
Yes. Bit of a legend in Alice Springs. Been there forever.
Sandy's town, is it?
It is. He owns it. Nails it.
All right, Sandy.
Well done.
Hello to everyone up there. That's a big listening broad.
Oh, huge
audience, I imagine.
There's a huge stick in Alice Springs that
we were up in Alice Springs not long ago.
KFC, we were, and I was up there for the what's the boat races?
Oh yeah,
Birdsall.
Yeah,
was it
the dry riverbed?
Regatta.
That's it.
It just made it.
Your brain's not on today, is it?
I'm during my first real illness of the year.
You're just not quite with it.
Thanks to two boys.
Kids get sick and make adults sick. It's a real pain.
Both on antibiotics and somehow, I'd say somewhere during the course of Shrek.
Muggins has got it.
Have given me something. So I'm a bit scared.
You're a trooper.
Hang in there, mate.
You know what would make you happy?
I am a trooper. Well, winning Oz Lotto.
I know. Ooh.
Now, I went down and I got our ticket.
Thanks, Mick.
Which I've given to you. So you remember last week, all these sad individuals who work for us who refused to let us in on their tickets. And they won? You all collected?
Yeah,
you collected, did you, Dave?
Yes.
I collected on a family ticket, but not on the one
that's not on ours.
Between you
and
me.
No, that's right.
But I showed you, as soon as I bought it, I showed you what the ticket was.
Well, I bought a ticket.
So
I've just been downstairs.
I've got the ticket right here.
In the queue. Yeah.
I've put it M and J.
Well, it's going to be interesting because you're in a grey zone right now.
What do you mean?
Well, you've accepted the ticket, but as yet no money's exchanged hands.
Oh, well.
Now, on a technicality, you're cooked.
Well, more for handing it over to me because I've got the ticket, haven't I?
Well, I've taken a picture of it and we all know it's coming from
Have you really taken a picture of it?
No.
You are. I've told you.
I know
children try and lie to me and you try and lie to me and it doesn't work.
But you're cooked. See, if that comes up.
I'm just about to get my wallet out.
Are you?
And I'm going to pay you.
What? Good luck rummaging around in there. Where's your wallet in there?
Mick, I've got some money here. If you want to accept
mine? No.
Well,
I'll
tell you what, I'll take the first offer, I reckon. What have you got in there? What have you got there at the moment? This is one of the big bags she buys.
Erogard? Why
do you need Erogard?
Got a box of Smarties.
Hang on, it's June 25.
This is one of the big bags she buys when she goes to France.
Smarties.
It's a massive bag.
What else is in there? This is good.
What is it? What else you got? Remember last time? Didn't you have a roast chicken?
Yeah, you had walkie-talkies as well.
You had a walkie-talkie.
Oh, I've got lots of Aspro Clear.
Well, I've got those.
Like some sort of lab going on.
I won't show that. There's a few things a girl can't pull out of her bag.
Ladies products.
Yeah, ladies.
Loose tissues. I bet you there's loose tissues.
Oh, there's heaps of loose tissues.
What is that about? Why do you do that?
Because sometimes you blot your lipstick after you put your lipstick on.
133353, by the way. Ring and tell us what you would spend your 80 mil on.
Yeah.
What would you do, Dave? You'd still turn up to work?
I don't think I would. In fact, you would never hear from me again.
Is that true?
Would you be?
I would drop off the face of the earth.
No, that wouldn't be good for your soul.
I'd be happy with it.
Do you know what I'd do?
What?
I would buy a dinosaur head off Russell Crowe. That was the first thing I would do. Who's got it now? He's got it.
He's got it. Yeah, Leonardo DiCaprio had it first.
So sold it to him, and I'll sell it to...
Yeah.
And then I'll put in an offer on Russell Crowe's
skull. That's a good idea.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
It's quite a big skull.
Put it on his head.
I told you my money-making operation.
I think it's brilliant. In fact, we're going to talk to Russell Crowe
this week, his skull. Oh, I want to buy people's skulls and have a skull museum.
I think that's a great idea.
Once they die, I own their skulls.
But you have to let them know now.
Oh, I've got to buy it. I've got to get them to sign.
We'll put an offer for Russ.
What are you doing?
Here's your money.
Get permission.
Oh, I need to change it.
Okay, so I don't accept New Zealand dollars.
Why not? Well, come on.
By the way, what else have you got?
I've only got a 50 and we have changed.
Oh, real man of the people, isn't
Hand over the 50.
Just give me 50 and I'll be good for it.
Here's 20.
Whee!
Down
20. Well,
but no, that's then you owe me because it's $23.60.
Shut up, Joan. What would you do with 80 mil?
Well, I would be philanthropic with it.
Oh, you are.
What?
Jesus.
Where would it go to?
Well, by philanthropic, she means hire a private jet.
Yes.
And a boat.
And a boat.
And go and spend the rest of my days in the Greek islands.
Well, let's ask some of these guys. Debbie, what would you do? Debbie?
Okay, let's
Hi. I'd probably start off with supporting a no-kill shelter for animals and be able to afford...
Boring!
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Boring, Debbie. But... And then what would you do? And what else?
To be honest with you, I haven't really thought that far ahead.
If you're not going to spend it frivolously, don't call me. I want to know someone who's basically going to blow.
Chris has got some frivolous ideas.
What are you going to do with it? Hey, Mick.
Hey, Jane.
Hey.
What I would do is I'd have to invest the money first, because then I'd go to one of the big NHRA National Hot Rod Association teams.
Oh.
And I'd buy a complete top-fuel dragster operation and I'd run the NHRA over there. And I'd burn the money up the drag strip at 300 mile an hour.
That's the ticket.
I think we have a winner. That's what I want to hear. Go to America, buy the Hot Rod Organisation, and just burn
genius
money.
Idea, Chris.
Drag racing.
That's the spirit, Chris. Give him a prize.
All right, prize pack coming your way. We got a Kennedy Malloy prize pack for you, Chris.
Let's see what Gabby's doing. Gabby, what would you do if you won the $80 million? Gabby.
Oh, hey, how are you going?
Good. What would you do if you won the $80 million?
I'd buy a pub and retire.
Well done. And would you be looking for a partner?
My husband and I would get into business, absolutely.
All right.
Would there be anywhere in the world you could have this pub, Gabby? Where would it be?
Somewhere where there's lots of outback people, where lots of beer.
Okay. Oh, well, yeah, you could set it up next to KFC in Alice Springs. Sounds good.
Exactly. My husband's from Alice Springs, so it's perfect.
Going home. I don't think you need $80 million to buy a puppy.
Alice
Springs.
John's got a good idea. This would suit you too, Mick. What did you want to do, John?
I'd spend it recklessly and buy myself a golf course on a small Pacific island and then live unwisely.
We have a winner.
John, that sounds great.
And I'll be your caddy, John, if that happens. You get the idea. Give us a call, 1-triple-353. How are you going to spend your $80 million?
Let us know. And by the way, we might put you on the standby list to go to the Gold Coast for the TV Week Logie Awards red carpet. That includes return flights to the Gold Coast, transfers, accommodation, tickets to the red carpet. Tune in 7 o'clock this Sunday, for all the action from the TV Week Logies on 9.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Barbara Feldon, you know her as 99 from Get Smart, our first special guest coming up just after the top of the hour on Kennedy Malloy. Jane Kennedy McMalloy here driving
you. First centers replace you. I mean, you fumbled that from start.
$80 million.
If I win $80 million, you're cooked.
Okay.
You're on the way out.
You do very well.
Thank you.
You'll be sitting in that seat.
Who?
Victoria's Secret model. No experience whatsoever.
Do you know what makes me laugh by that image? It was just a chick with wings. Yeah. And fingernails, tapping.
Pushing random buttons. And I'll be going, you're doing a really good job.
Yeah.
With a bra Siobhan. With diamond Siobhan. Encrusted.
With a million dollars. That's what I'd get. Yeah. I'd get $1 million bra. Yeah.
Okay.
Remember that? That's Victoria's Secret. They have those bras. Yeah.
Chablis to wear.
It's like a safe cracker to take it off.
Oy.
Which you have to be.
Why would you want to take that off when it's full of diamonds?
Do you know what I'd do if I got win the $80 million?
What,
contribute to Israel Folau's GoFundMe page. It's really important. By the way, here's one I want to hear from. What about our Prime Minister?
ScoMo.
He's not made a statement yet.
And this is a huge issue.
Yeah, that's
true. There's a fault line developing down this country.
Wow.
We've got a leader who goes to Hillsong Chapel. Mm.
He
put religion right out there in the run-up to this election. I'd like to hear what he has to say about Israel Folau's...
One other journalist asking that question. Yeah.
Well, I'd like to find out. Can we please ask and get a comment from the Prime Minister in regards to that? In the meantime, let's have some fun. $80 million bucks, it's all yours. What are you going to do, Michael?
Hey, guys, how are you going?
Yeah, good, Michael. What are you going to do with your $80 million?
I'd buy kittens, the strip club.
The strip club, all right.
And tell us how you'd market it differently. What would you do to jazz it up a bit, Michael, or just have it as...
I wouldn't change it, Jane.
he wouldn't open the doors, it'd just be him every night.
I can't get thrown out ever again.
Michael, is it just how you want it?
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, well, that's fantastic. Something to aim for.
And would you keep the bus? You'd keep the kittens bus?
Keep the bus, yes, mate.
Well, to get to and from home, I suppose. Exactly. Well done, Michael. I like your thinking. He's a forward thinker. Alex is on the line. Alex, what would you do with your $80 million?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Yeah, good.
Oh, you'd have to buy a yacht and take some lovely ladies along for a cruise, wouldn't you?
We're getting a theme going here.
I like that idea.
It involves women.
Siobhan.
Women, aircraft, planes.
You know what? You know what would be good?
What's that?
You know what I'd do? Mm-hmm. I would mount the fire festival too.
Oh, okay.
Genius idea. So, and make it really work.
And make it work.
Okay.
So when you get there, the sandwich is the sandwich.
Yeah.
All those girls. Yes.
They're all the supermodels out there.
Instamodel.
Yes.
Kendall Jenner will be there.
Absolutely there. It's fantastic. And you're down the same track, Alex. You'd buy a boat, fill it with the girls, and then go on
and live your life having fun forever.
Something slightly longer than a 3-hour cruise.
That, can you?
You can't go wrong. I'm with you, Alex. Right. That sounds like fun.
Rod, what would you do?
Guys, I'd buy a penthouse down the Gold Coast and not tell the missus or the family that I've won it. That's the way to get my person quiet.
Wow.
There is a theme. There's a lot of men ringing up. There's a lot of boats now, secret penthouses.
Rod, let me get this straight. You're going to buy a penthouse on the Goldie, but not tell your wife or children about it, and you're going to turn up there every day.
Yeah, just like I'm going to work every day.
And
you go to the office, and you go there, and you go to the
Rod,
Goldie.
Rod, tell us what happens day to day at this penthouse of yours.
Oh, there's always the star. There's always the boats, cars. You can have a secret life without anyone knowing.
Jesus.
What would you drink? What kind of alcohol? Would you have champagne or just really good beer?
No, just bourbon.
But a really good bourbon, like a really top shelf.
Just have to park the car around the corner from home and get an Uber to take me in.
What do you mean?
No, you've thought about this, haven't you, Rod?
Rod, you'd have your own driver. You'd have you'd have your own driver with a Rolls Royce parked around the corner. You go, all right, honey, I'm off to work. Bye. Do you want me to bring some milk home? And then whoosh, get round the corner.
Hello, Charles. Thanks for picking me up. Yeah. Hey, you know what you could still... You could live this dream, Rod, right now. If you win just, say, fourth division, you could rent an Airbnb and just do it anyway.
Rent a little shitbox.
That's right.
And just go
around
the corner. All right, Rod.
Jane, I always put on the shopping list each week, person quiet, but she told me it sold out 29 years ago.
Oh, Rod, I'm going to use that one. That's funny. Good on you,
Rod. Very funny. Alan's on the line. Alan, what are you going to do with your 80 million, mate?
G'day, guys. It's probably not enough. I'll buy majority shareholder in Collingwood Football Club and move them all to Tasmania, including their fans. And then for the rest of the money that remains, I'll go to Caribbean and play poker as a professional.
Jeez. Wow. I'll see you in the Caribbean.
It's very big flighty dreams you've got,
Alan. I'd be in the Bahamas for sure.
Is that where the Island of Mystique is?
Don't you dare.
Don't say that.
$80 million wouldn't get you a poor house.
Yeah. Mick Jagger's got a place too, doesn't he?
I want to know more about Mystique.
What goes on in Mystique?
Well, I tell you what, I would.
Would you?
Maybe.
You've said the M word now. That's where he's
gone. A couple of debts.
Right.
I don't want to know.
All right, you get the idea. Good luck, everybody.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Last Friday, we set a new challenge for Adam Rosenbach's to experience over the weekend.
You do yoga with goats.
Yeah.
Down with goats.
I'm sensing there's going to be a little bit of yoga and then people are just going to cuddle goats for an hour. I reckon that's all it's going to be. It says in the brochure that goats are known to relieve themselves in excitement. Interesting. So you'll be getting a dry cleaning, Doc, but I'll tell you that much.
And that warning was reinforced on the day.
They're going to nibble on you. They're going to walk on you. They might pee on you.
Here looking very zen and sticking of goat's piss, please welcome back Adam Rosenbachs.
Jeez Louise, we'll get to that in just a minute.
What would you do if you won $80 million, Rosie?
Well, I had been thinking about that. Clive Palmer is going to build the Titanic 2.
That's true.
So I am going to build the Hindenburg 2.
Wow.
So no smoking, though. But it's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of people
just for the ground, is it?
A lot of people haven't been on a Zeppelin.
No, so, for good reason, after the Hindenburg wasn't such a good start, was it?
Well, what about a spruce goose? You wouldn't think about it as a spruce goose.
No, I like the idea of Zeppelin travel. I think there's something very calming about it.
Could be good.
Yeah.
Wowee. All right, I'd like to do that.
But namaste, guys.
Ah, don't stay here.
Very calm.
So you've gone.
Seem different.
You've gone and done goat yoga.
Yep.
Okay. So this is just how do I describe this? It's a yoga class where you get to cuddle goats.
Yeah, it's sort of like the fire festival with goats.
minus the hot models.
Yeah, minus that. And
speaking of, explain the room and for who came up with the concept. Why goats? Baby goats.
So they use goats because apparently the goats don't judge you. Whereas, you know, when you're in a normal yoga class, everyone around you is looking at you going, oh, how cheap's your outfit?
Yes.
What are you doing? You can't even do that stretch properly. Yeah. Whereas the goats, they have no
what type of goats?
Pretensions.
Doesn't babies. Matter.
Billy goats?
Yeah. Some of them had horns.
The horn. I love it. It's a ram.
I guess potentially they
but
were.
But they're little baby ones.
Yes,
they
are.
And is that because they're a bit gentler when they stomp all over you? Because I gathered that's what they do.
Well, that's what I was looking forward to. So basically, I get into the class, I sit on my yoga mat. There's about 25 people in the class.
Are there any other guys?
Mostly chicks.
Yeah.
It is mostly girls. It was about 25 and about five guys, and the other guys were with partners. So I sat by myself, and then the two mats either side of me, they were completely free. No one sat next to me. Oh. Possibly because I had my compression pants on with no shorts over the top. But, you know.
Yikes.
You know, I wanted to get into, I've never been to yoga before, so I wanted to get into the mood.
Can I ask, was this Vikram goat yoga?
Now, tell me, what's the mood like when you're waiting in the teacher? Was it a guy or a girl who was the teacher?
It was a girl. The yogi, is that what they're called?
The yogi.
Yes.
The yogi was taking us through and she talked us through what was going to happen.
Sorry, not yogi bear.
She said there was going to be meditation at the start. And I'm not convinced about meditation. Like, if I want to pay to go to sleep, I'll go to a cinema and watch Rocket Man.
Oh, bang. There you go. You're still going to wear your compression pants.
Absolutely. Are you a meditator, Jane?
Look, I've tried yoga about once or twice and I fell asleep.
Do you know why? You're shallow.
It's embarrassing.
You don't have any depth.
Did you find transcendental depth, Mickey?
I do.
Oh, as if.
I engage it. I enter a...
It's rubbish.
I have no
a different
bearings.
State.
It's just like to me, it's like going out on a very dark night on a very long jetty into the middle of a very
sick.
Deep.
How many Aspro clears have you had?
So during the meditation, she played some sounds in the background to kind of soothe you, and this was one of them. I don't know how soothing it was. She said that would
your way up the back body now.
Not soothing.
Ow. That's not soothing.
No.
Whoa, that's
so that's just put me on edge.
Are we in Logan's Run or are we at a yoga class by
that's
the
not
way?
Calming. Awful.
So there was a bit of that, and then it was finally time for the goats to come in, and I was expecting...
Bring up the goats aren't there yet.
No, the goats aren't in yet. Oh. So then I was expecting a bit of fanfare, like a bit of, you know, release the goats.
That's what it should but be.
Just, the running of the goats.
Something like that. But
how
they
many?
Just, there was probably, there was about a dozen,
that's
14
a
goats.
That's a lot of goats.
And how big are they?
Yeah. They're about the size of, what would you say, like a little, like a poodle.
Like a small poodle.
Like a poodle.
I'd go to poodle yoga.
Would
I would go to poodle yoga if they had little buckets on their heads.
Can we hear what happens when the goats come in?
Can I just ask quickly, were any of the goats eating a tin can?
No, but they were eating my shoes.
What?
Yeah, so the goats start, they told you they're going to nibble on things, and they said to you, if they nibble on your fingers, don't put them too far into your mouth.
Lucky you had those compression pants.
People will pay extra for this.
Don't put your finger too far into the mouth, because their back teeth are very sharp, apparently. So the goats just wander around, and they're coming nowhere near me. So all the girls are cuddling the goats. The goats are coming near me. I had to grab one and hold it like it was a hostage situation. So it's not relaxing at all.
Do they make noise?
No, they're pretty quiet. And there were six rabbits jumping around as well.
Hang on, where'd the rabbits come from?
This
the rabbits
is not there. True.
Now it's off the rails.
So you're not surprised by any of this?
Well, I was at the time. But
What do you do with the rabbits?
Yeah. Well, you could get the rabbits and pat them as well.
Rabbits are
I didn't
cute.
See that in the brochure. It says goat yoga.
Yeah.
Does it say anything about stupid rabbits?
Rabbits aren't easy to tackle.
They're not
easy to hunt down.
They're zippy little things.
Yeah. If they're going to release a chicken, it'll be like the Rocky scene where you're chasing him around. So anyway, they released all that sort of stuff. And then they did warn us that they were going to soil themselves at some point. Oh. And these goats, they went to town. They were pumping out pellets left, right, and center.
It's pellet land, isn't it?
What, were they strafing the room?
Yeah, they were. They were urinating everywhere. It was like an NRL Mad Monday.
It's like an NRL Mad Monday.
And the worst thing was, I think this was like the third class of the day. So my yoga mat would have been like a mattress in a backpack. It was like, it was just filthy. And the goats are out there for about 40 minutes and people are cuddling them and they kind of do some yoga while the goats are out there. But no one's paying attention to the yoga by this stage. Everyone's just mid-cuddle and they're relaxed and chilling.
Well, that's a
out.
Nice feeling, I yeah. imagine. Yeah.
It was. It didn't go down well when I started baby goat fights. So I was taking bets, trying to get the goats to attack each other.
Will they fight?
No.
No, they won't, mate. I tried.
They're passive and beautiful.
So would you do it again? And what are you? Who's going? Can you recommend it?
And did you pick up?
I didn't pick up because I was kind of the only guy. All the guys went with their partners, so it was just like I was the lone
But a man passing a cute baby goat, surely that's a good
look. You can't pick up a goat yoga. What's the point?
That is a good point. You know what I couldn't stop thinking about, Mickey? Now, you and I did the show here on Friday night.
Yes.
And then you and I went out for drinks and we had dinner on Friday night. What did we eat?
Goat.
Cheapest.
We went out to...
Tell you what, rabbit goes down well too.
Dimitri's Feast.
And a nice little casserole.
We had some good... Wow. I'll tell you what.
Well, it was delicious, wasn't it? I was cuddling the ghost, just going, oh, your dad's delicious.
You were drooling.
Well done, mate.
Well, thank you for doing
thank
that
you for
us, Rosie.
Here.
We're going to think of something else to send
Is
you
Is there anything
soon.
You've got on your mind that you'd like to go and do?
I'm very calm at the moment. I could do anything.
You're a new man.
By the way, the video we have on Instagram too, so you can see Rosie with the goats meditating. Check that at Kennedy Malloy.
Australia. Check it out.
Yeah, you got it.
Don't you, Rosie?
Coming up, Barbara Feldon.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Massive news coming out of the Logies, Jane Kennedy.
We're going to investigate.
Major snubs
from Married at First Sight. We're not happy.
Wow.
They're not happy. We're going to do something about it.
Is there anything I can do to help?
Well, perhaps a GoFundMe page to get them there. That could be on the cards. Hey,
why not? What?
One job. I love this idea when people have one job to do and they stuff it up. If you've got any ideas.
It's all you had to do. It's the only thing you had to do to get right.
Exactly.
Hey, we'll get to the bottom of that. Grown men drinking breast milk. Directly from the source.
Oh, my God. I am having a cup of coffee right now. Just put me off it. I've heard this, and I'm sorry to do this to you, but I have to investigate more and find out.
All right. We'll get to the bottom of that.
It's terrible.
There's a lot to get through. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. But let's start at the top with this woman.
This is 99 calling 86.
Barbara Feldon went from TV ads and being a fashion model.
Get the medicated hairdressing, top brass, and...
to a TV star and role model for young women and girls everywhere.
I mean, later on, a lot of women have said to me that they were so influenced by Agent 99. But at the time, I didn't even think about that.
But her iconic character nearly had another name if creator Mel Brooks had his way.
Originally, they wanted to call her Agent 69, but they knew the censors would never allow that.
Here for Supernova Comic-Con and Gaming, she's no doubt meeting lots of her Aussie fans who'll never forget her role in Get Smart.
Besides, it's raining and window washers don't work in the rain.
I wasn't finished, 99.
Sorry, Max.
Besides, it's raining and window washers don't work in the rain.
Good thinking, Max.
Please welcome to the show a true TV legend, Barbara Feldon.
Well, welcome to Kennedy Malloy, Barbara Feldon.
Oh, thanks very much. It's nice to be here.
Do you like hearing yourself and some of the clips from over the years of Get Smart?
Well, in a funny way, it's like hearing someone else because I don't remember any of the clips. The only thing I remember really clearly about the show was the wardrobe.
Oh, which we loved the wardrobe. And
It stands the test of time. It's a tick in every box as far as I'm concerned.
It was. You were one of the hottest women on television and still looking mighty fine, might I add.
Thank you.
Barbara, I'm one of those girls who idolised you growing up, and what I love most about the show is that you are a strong character with great comedic timing.
On both of those fronts, I can't take full credit.
Oh, yes?
The strong character thing was the writer's concept of 99,
yep.
And I get credit for her because I played her, but actually at the time I was playing her, I don't think I was as evolved as she was. Actually, it took me a few years to catch up to her. The timing was because of two factors. And the first and foremost factor, of course, was Don Adams and his timing.
Yes, indeed.
Because, he set the energy level and the speed. All I had to do was take it off of him. And it was just a no-brainer for me. All I had to do was show up, and he took me with him. But the other thing is that the timing is built into the script. There, we didn't improvise anything. It was all very carefully crafted because those were brilliant comedic minds who wrote it.
Well, you're being very generous to everyone else, but I think you can take some of the credit. Can I ask, was it fun to make? It looks like it's fun to make, but we've made a bit of television and we know there's a lot more hard work going on than people think. But did you have a good time on set with those people?
Well, I probably had a better time than Don did because he was the superstar of the show and he felt very responsible for everything that was going on. So I think he had more stress than I did. I was just sort of tra-la-la here. I know my lines. Tell me where to go. I have no responsibility. I just show up. But it was fun because it's a comedy, and there is a lighthearted feeling on a set of a comedy with the crew because they're the only audience. And they laugh and they lift your spirits, and it's way better than doing a hospital show where everybody's, dying.
Good point. Barbara, I think the highest compliment you can pay an actor is when you say, I just cannot imagine anyone else in that role. Was there ever anyone else considered? Did you have to audition, or did they just come and say, here you go, it's yours? Because that's how it feels.
Well, actually, you're right. Nobody did audition for it. I didn't audition for it. I had done a role of an industrial spy on a show that was also produced by Talent Associates, who produced Get Smart. And when they got the script for Get Smart, they had already seen me do what I did on that show, and they said, that's her.
There couldn't be anyone else. Another sign of a great series is the catchphrases. And my household, and still to this day, we grow up with expressions like, missed it by that much, or I asked you not to tell me that.
Would you believe?
Sorry about that, Chief. But one that I still use, and my father does all the time, is good idea 99. Now, that was very big in Australia to be using that, so thank you for that catchphrase.
The good idea 99 did not grab hold in the United States, I hear.
Yeah.
So many people have mentioned it to me here.
Isn't that funny?
But O-Max did.
Oh, yeah.
O-Max.
Oh, Max.
Hey, and now, how are you finding Comic-Con? How are you finding this?
Is
it good fun, and what are the fans like?
Oh, gosh, it is so much fun. The people who come are, of course, huge fans, and it's lovely to hear their the stories of what they did in their childhoods while they were watching, and most of them say, I watched this with my dad.
Yeah, that's true.
I watched this with my mom.
Yeah.
But mostly it's the dad.
Yeah, that's true, because I think it was the comedy and it was the sharpness, Mel Brooks, of course, behind it. Oh, look, it's been such a pleasure speaking with
you.
I actually can't believe it. It's a bit of a dream, so it's wonderful. We're glad you're having a lovely time in Australia and in Perth. You are attending
this weekend,
that's correct?
Yes, really looking forward to that.
Well, we thank you so much, Barbara Feldon. Thanks for being on Kennedy Malloy.
Thank you for being so gracious.
Barbara Feldon, by the way, supernova.com.au for tickets this weekend.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Oh, how great was Barbara Feldon, by the way. If you just tuned in, you just missed 99 from Get Smart. Grab the podcast after the show. Kennedy Malloy.
You're saying you loved just, her manners as well, which I did too.
Classy she was.
How do you get a podcast up? How do you, what's the trick?
This is Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy McMalloy driving.
What's the trick?
Thanks,
do you
go to your app and just tap on Triple M?
Well, go search Kennedy
search
Malloy.
Search Kennedy Malloy, it'll come up,
Do I put in 99?
Oh, my God.
Why would you do that?
Just because that's the bit I want to listen to.
Well, it'll be in the feed. So today's feed, what is it? The 20...
Technology has once again
Google,
let me down.
Do you mean Google or do you mean an app store? If you put 99 in an app store, you'll get directed to an app that has 99
where the
in
where the
it.
App store is.
Yes, you do.
How many checkouts? Is it like Aldi?
Uh-huh.
Nothing like Aldi.
Do you know what? This is very...
What?
We're going to the Logies.
Yes.
Now, I'm a genuine 50-50.
No, you will be there.
We're going to be doing our show on Friday from the Goldie.
And we're going to be speaking with Logie contenders.
Oh.
Not Toadie.
Yes, we are.
He didn't like me.
Good.
He was
I'm
very...
Glad.
There's another one.
Toadie likes me.
Ryan Malone.
He likes you.
Because I'm barracking for Ryan. I don't suck up to him. I'm a Neighbours fan.
What category is he in? Is he in gold? Is he in gold?
He's for Best Actor.
Yeah.
And so he should be after all these years. Good on you, Ryan. Sure.
First time nominated too, I think, for Ryan.
It is, which is outrageous.
It's not surprising.
Neighbours has never been better, by the way.
He's pretty wooden.
He is not. He's a brilliant. He's
my God.
I'm just trying to get
you know what's excruciating? I'm going to have to.
Yeah.
People are going to run away from us.
You're going to have
no one's
going
to talk to me because of you.
Yeah.
You upset everyone
like a ghost
and I don't.
Town.
Does it move you when you see him act?
Yes, I did. I cried. Because Toadie cried.
What scene made you cry?
Oh, sorry. His wife dying? How about that for starters?
Spoiler alert!
Oh, it is not a spoiler alert, you nuff nuff.
I'm only up to 1996 on Neighbours.
Kylie Minogue's still in issue.
His bounce is going to be okay, isn't he?
Mrs. Mangle.
Oh, my God.
So,
listen, when we talk to Eve Morey
and... Take that tone out of your voice.
Take your tone out. When we speak to... Toadie.
Who's Eve Morey?
And Sonia. She played Sonia and Eve's up for gold.
Who's Sonia? Oh.
You're being belligerent.
I'm not being belligerent.
No, I don't want to have this conversation with you. It's
I'm
embarrassing.
Genuine.
She is an actress in Neighbours. She's been nominated for a Gold Logie and should win it.
She
was unbelievable, her performance.
Is she a hottie?
Yes, she's hot.
All right.
Oh, is that the only reason you'll talk to her, is it?
Well, you need your certain number.
You have to go out of the room when these people come in for it. I'm not having you there with me.
Who's going to do the underpant twirling? That's what I want to know.
Well, I tell you who won't be. Two of the girls from MAFS.
What are you talking about?
Because this is outrageous. Inez and what's the other?
Not Cyrell.
Jessica have not been invited.
Oh, my God.
What is wrong with you, Logies organisers?
OMG. Shut up.
If you want a bit of action
and a bit of drama, what's happening?
Have those girls. They've been snubbed. They've invited only
eight
people.
Were these the troublemakers?
Yes, but there's other troublemakers going.
So explain to me. So MAFS has been nominated for two awards and they've only got eight people going from the show.
That's correct, out of 24 cast members.
And so snubbed is Inez.
And Jessica Power.
Who are both off the chain.
Well, they both
Isn't that
have,
where the trouble's coming from?
They've both got the biggest lips.
Right.
And
they both look like they've been punched in the face.
Yeah.
And the biggest nips.
Go on.
Lips and nips.
Right.
That's what you need to go to the
I would have thought that would get you in. I thought that would get you nominated for a lady.
I think they're mad. They're mad not to have those girls there.
Have they dirtied up? How have they taken it?
Not well. No. They're furious.
What about this?
What?
I'll take them as my plus one.
Oh, God.
And I'll need your ticket.
No, that is not. You are not going with those girls.
Why not? I will.
You have just told me off air that you like nice manners.
Now listen,
those girls have no manners.
Who would I take out of those two for my plus one?
Between Inez and Jessica?
Yes.
Oh my God, this is the hardest question I've ever had in my life.
I mean, who's more likely to?
Inez is likely.
Inez.
She's already said that. She's always horny.
She's up for it.
She's up for it. That's all she ever said is how horny she was. So I reckon she's a shoe-in, but she needs a good feed.
Okay.
So maybe she has to have your meal as well.
beef or chicken. You can have mine. You can have the beef and the chicken.
Yes.
And then let's get the show on the road.
And she's awesome. She's hot to trot.
Is she?
What's Jessica? You're saying she's a bit of a prude.
No, Jessica's not a prude at all.
Frigid.
No, is she frigid? She's not.
Did you say it?
I didn't say that.
How old are you? Frigid.
Listen, I'll tell you, Channel 9.
Are they underpant twirlers? Because the halcyon era of the Logies was when at the after parties, all the starlets from all the soapies, the young girls, used to take off their derps and twirl them
That's
above
true.
Their heads.
Really? Mick,
it was all ruined when John Wood started doing it.
They would be underpant twirlers if they were wearing underpants. That's all I'm saying.
You had me at...
if.
Hey, by the
Alrighty.
Way, jump on at kennedymalloy.com.au when you get a chance because we've got the chance for you to go to the Gold Coast, get on the red carpet, transfers, flights, and
more.
Get
them there, for God's sakes.
Are they on our show on Friday? Why don't we have them on? Why don't we fly them up and...
No.
Come on, let's give them on the guest show on Friday to ask what they feel about being snubbed.
Okay. Well, it's a big Logie show coming this Friday.
Good idea.
Too.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
You had one job.
You had one job.
You had one job.
And you pinhead screwed it up!
You have one job. This is how it works.
I say that a lot in my house. I say that a lot when I'm watching sport.
You say it a lot to me.
I do.
You had one job.
All right.
So you'll get the idea.
Yeah.
This is when someone has let themselves down in a very basic department.
This is a doozy.
I get the ball rolling.
Yeah, go.
Air Canada reviewing how a flight crew left a passenger on a parked plane after a flight to Toronto.
Like one job to do here.
Well, empty the plane of passengers.
She fell asleep.
Now, how does this happen? So the passenger's fallen asleep. She suffers from insomnia, so she's finally fallen asleep.
Yeah.
They've cleared out the plane. They've got everything.
And obviously there's not an, it's not going to be used for another flight afterwards, so they've shut down the whole
They've all disembarked.
Yep.
She's woken up and gone, what the hell?
Hang on a minute.
I'm on a ghost flight.
Well, you know, everybody is desperate and it's so annoying when people want to get off a flight.
Yes, I know,
they
but who's checking to make
off.
Sure you're off
well,
the flight, Jane?
Well, certainly not the flight attendants. They're wooshka. They're out of there
they're
faster
of
than
there.
Anybody else.
Flat chat.
Captain, co-captain, gone.
Well, that's a terrible story.
She said she's having nightmares from it.
How long was she
nightmares.
Left on the plane for? 9 hours.
Oh, man.
Jeez.
On her own.
I would have liked the
airline responded to an incident involving a woman who's described waking up alone on a cold, dark aircraft after a flight from Quebec to Toronto. Jeez Louise.
Hey, she did SOS signals. She shined a flashlight out the window. She claimed to have unbolted a cabin door and she had to get out herself.
Well, you would have gone to the exit row, wouldn't you? You would have gone to the exit row.
And finally use those things.
Finally got to use the big slide.
Exits are here and here.
Wow.
Or you would have gone into the cockpit. And just hit the horn.
Oh, yeah. Burr, burr,
burr, burr. Is there a plane horn in a plane?
I don't think there's a plane
horn. Yeah.
No, there's not. Please.
Give us a call, any part.
No, there wouldn't be.
1-3-3-5-3. Is there a beep, beep? What about if you're going along
musical horns.
When you're going along the tarmac, when you're driving the plane, there's got to be a horn.
Well, you would have thought so.
Who are you beeping, though? What,
well,
the other plane?
No, the people with the carts and the
buses.
Are you
trying
buses?
To track the guy with the stairs attached to his car? Hey, mate!
Just random
over
people
here.
On the tarmac. Can't
traffic control. Off. They control all the planes. I don't think you need horns.
Oh, sorry, mate.
Oh, you know it all.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Kassa.
Hey, mate.
Sorry, Mr. I know everything about air
travel. I've got a flight
travel.
Simulator at home. I know all about it, all right?
Do you have a flight
I do.
Simulator? Well, let's just change this from you had one job to I'm a giant nerd.
Does your flight simulator have a horn?
No, it doesn't. And there's a new big simulator movement happening across the United States, which is a truck simulator, which in real time you can drive from city to city.
Yeah.
And there's also a truck radio.
In real,
which
time,
is real time,
you want to sit and for 9 hours.
You want to drive from LA to Vegas? Yeah, there's your 6 hours.
So you
have
to take ice and stuff to tell you what time you should be doing your drive.
Those people doing it, I'm going to presume it's a lot of men. Great lot of help they are around the house.
You get to murder a hitchhiker. I've picked up a hitchhiker. Hello.
That's part of it, but it's a huge movement. It's big right now.
You have to get a truck stop and get a...
Maybe in a diner?
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
The bank have heard that.
Yeah. Have you? Rumour says.
Is it the trackers lounge?
Okay.
Hey.
All right. Where were we?
I don't know how we got here. You had one job.
Yes.
That's get the passengers off the plane,
right.
Idiots.
Do you want me to read one?
Yes, please. Could you? Anything.
Doctors have removed the wrong side of a man's bowel at Sydney Hospital.
One job to do here.
Now, the Northern Beaches Hospital has been in a bit of strife.
You've got to see
the
funny side.
Yeah. The patient has since returned. Let's just let everybody know to rectify the mistake. Oops was involved when they realised that, the bowels are pretty... important part of your anatomy, I would have thought.
Oh, here we go. Yes, doctor.
Yes.
Well, I'm assuming that it is.
Hmm.
And
it's like an episode of House in here.
It was made due to an error in a pathology report from they've outsourced it to a privately contracted laboratory. Oh, sorry. It's their fault. But I'm sorry. I'm in here with my scalpel and my Which side? Right? Oh, sure. That's
It's better than the guy. Better than the guy got the wrong testicle. He had a bad testicle.
Oh, no.
So they took off a good one. And then they go, so sorry about that, but we still have to take off the bad
Can you live with no testicles?
No, you can't. Well, really? you can, but you...
You get the fake ones.
You can live, but what's the point? Hey, Jeff's on the line. Jeff, yeah, you can sort this out. You're saying there's no horn, are you telling me? Jeff?
There's a horn on an aeroplane.
Jeff, what are your credentials, by the way?
I used to be in the Air Force.
That'll do. You might know. So where's the horn on the 737?
I reckon they gave up the horns back in the wacky races
thing. Oh, all right, Jeff.
Jeff, but how do they get everyone to get out of the way when they're on the tarmac? Those men driving the suitcase.
Yeah, they use lights.
Oh, there's lights.
Radio.
How boring.
How predictable.
Hey, Jeff, you wake up, you're on a flight, there's no one on it. How do you get, and you can't fly it, so put your flying credentials down.
And you're a passenger.
How would you get people's attention?
I'd just stay there for the night, I reckon.
Oh, what? Cook something up in the galley. eat all the peanuts.
Yeah, just fish around and see if there's any left.
Would the exit door open, though, wouldn't it? Would the exit door open?
The exit door would open. So, no issues at all.
Yeah. Oh, well, she used a torch to get off, so...
But then how do you get 15 feet from the cabin of the aircraft down to the ground?
Right. You know what you do?
Yeah, good point.
You get up into business and really lying around.
Yeah.
Imagine you're really rich.
Get the movies going.
Yeah.
You're sitting in Jane Kennedy's 1A seat.
Jeff, somehow I've managed to get a drive-by in your phone call. I don't know how that happened.
Good on you, Jeff.
But thanks for your
call. Give Jeff a prize.
I tell you what, we'll give you a call. And in fact, we'll get you to the screening of Mystify, Michael Hutchence, previous screening,
good call
in fact.
There, Jeff.
The movie.
Which will happen July 3, in cinemas July 4.
Well, 1-333-53. Yes. We had one job. Give us a call. Come on.
Take your calls right after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
We're in the middle of, you had one job, which has been hijacked at the moment by Air Canada, who left a woman on a plane. We've started this by saying, is there a horn?
We're saying, couldn't you beep the horn? Get everyone's attention. And then the consensus was, there's no horn on a plane, and I protest.
Someone from ex-Air Force who's done a fair bit of flying.
We've got another former Air Force guy on the phone, Troy.
From Amberley in Queensland. I think there's an air base out there, isn't there, Troy?
Yeah, mate, that's correct, yeah.
All right, are you there currently? Or?
I've had 25 years of service in the Defence Force, and the last 5 years was working on their in-flight refueler.
Okay, good for you, mate. Now, what are you suggesting? There is a horn on a plane.
On the KC-30, which is a converted civilian aircraft, it does actually have a horn.
Now, can you, in as far as horns go, what is the horn sound reminiscent of?
Oh, it's more of a buzzing, really loud buzzing sound.
Sort of like this?
Yeah. No, mate, that's a clown plane.
Not
you know what? I would have thought, but if your plane needs a horn, you've got
problems. You're in the wrong place.
if your plane needs a horn, it could be too late.
That's the purpose of it.
Right. And Troy, do you still fly?
No. I'm a civilian contractor now on the base, and I teach the Army to drive their armoured vehicles.
All right. Jeez. Hey, can you get me into the chairman's lounge? do you know how to get me into the...
Troy, I'm apologise for my friend here.
Qantas chairman's lounge. No one seems to want to help me. Apparently, I've got to be invited.
I'm an old school late show watcher, so I understand you.
All right.
Good on you, Troy.
Well done, Troy. Good Thanks on you, mate. That. All right. Remy, you had one job. What was it?
I was in an RSL club down south coast of New South Wales.
Yeah.
I got on a boys' night out. Bucks night.
Yeah.
Got locked in the toilet.
Yeah.
Fell asleep. Woke up. Set off all the alarms. But the police broke out. Went to the public telephone and called 000, and they sent the boys around. They found out where we were staying and they took me home.
Oh, well, so you got home in the back of a divvy van.
I don't know how that's you had one job, but it's a sad story,
really
nonetheless,
is.
Remy.
Well, you had one job.
What did your mate
say? Come back from the dunnies.
Don't fall asleep on the toot. What did your mate say when the police brought you home?
Nothing. They were just happy to. They thought that I was on the bus, on the Bolo bus beforehand.
All
they
right.
thought I was in bed.
Good on you, Remy. Yeah. Thanks for that.
Sounds like an ugly crew.
Very interesting.
Whatever happened to No Man Left Behind,
I don't know.
I thought was the standard operating procedure, especially on a Bucks night.
You're only
as strong as your weakest link.
Hey.
Think of the 300 from Sparta.
Hey, Mick.
No, there were a few, but they were good at it.
Hello.
How are you going, Mick? What happened when... What, did you have one job and you kind of stuffed it up?
I had to get off stage at the end of a death scene in a play.
Hang on, mate.
All right.
Start at the beginning.
So we're doing Les Mis in a theatre group.
Yep.
And a heap of us got killed on the barricade. And I was front and centre of stage, dead.
Yeah.
And the lights were meant to go black. We're meant to get off stage. And the lights didn't go black, so I laid there. And then when I lifted my head up, the curtain was shut. So I had to lay at the front of the stage for the whole next scene.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah. One job to do here.
And all you had to do was get off. Change the scene.
Old mate walked out and looked down and went, what the hell?
Oh, Mick, that's funny.
1 minute you're dead on the barricades. The next minute you're still there. Everyone else is cleaned up. Did you get a round of applause at the end?
Oh, look, I just waited till the next light's off and I snuck out. It didn't affect it too much, but I was shitting myself pretty bad.
Give him a prize.
Yeah prize nice pack for one. Mick from Newcastle. Thanks for listening in.
Well done.
Appreciate that.
It's a death scene. You're dead, dude. You're done. You're cooked.
That's outstaying your welcome on stage.
Downstairs, change, see you at the pub.
That is your classic, you had one job.
Yeah.
Oh, well done.
Well done. Okay. Who else we got?
Will we go to Noel?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Hey, Noel.
Hello, how are you doing?
Yeah, good, Noel. You sound half asleep now. What's going on?
No, I'm a serial napper. I have one job to stay awake on the train home from work.
Yeah.
This was a few years ago. I lived in Sydney. And been for a few beers after work, not too many. And I worked in the northern beaches. I lived in Western Sydney.
Yeah.
And it involved a bit of public transport. So I'd made it onto the... Yeah, I made it to Manly Ferry, got to Circular Quay, headed to Peacham Station.
Oh, mate, we don't want to...
We are seriously running out of time.
Yeah, I woke up in this island in the train station and it was there for about 2 hours before somebody found me. The guard said I had one job to come through to make sure nobody else was on the train.
Oh,
I was falling asleep in the shed.
We get it. You fell asleep on the train, missed your stop.
Thank you, Noel.
Wow.
Yeah,
good on you, everybody. Thanks for your calls.
No, I'm seriously panicking.
You're all good.
I am. We can't even lie.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
All thanks to Lucrif. It's an industry super fund only to benefit members. You can find out and read the PDS at lucrf.com.au.
You could get a bowler.
Hey,
well,
you'll be
fine. Well done.
As long as I've taken out super, then I'll be fine.
That's exactly right.
Do you like that link?
Get your house in order, yeah. Jane Kennedy.
It is in order because it's important to have.
Because if you
super.
Come a cropper or you're in a position where you can't work any longer for any reason, which would be great for all of us.
Well, it's targeting people just in my age bracket as well.
Yeah. Oh, I think you'll find about 20 years younger than you. Okay, no, we're talking,
man.
Well, you know what, any age, but
any age.
When we get to your
I'm saying a lot of women don't think about taking out super and they think
you need
it's
to
the
be
last
organized.
Thing.
You need to be highly
Everyone
organized.
Everyone needs to be organized.
Because it's every man for himself.
That's right.
You think it's going to play out the way you think, but you know what?
Who knows what's going to happen?
Kids, life changes a lot.
That's right. Jobs change a lot.
All you can do is look after yourself. And to do that, you need to make sure you've got a nest egg, something at the end of the line.
Absolutely.
If you're going to spend your life working hard, chipping away at the coal face, earning an honest day's wage, then you need to make sure you've got your super in order. And to do that, Lucrif is the mob for you.
That's true. You can also get practical information and advice. They're really happy to talk to you.
These guys are top shelf.
It's not confusing. Yeah. It's simple.
That's not a job for them. They educating you, guiding you.
They've already got...
Setting you up.
Yep, heaps
following you. If you change jobs, they'll come with you.
Well, that's a real
plus,
not hard.
I think. It's a tick in every box from this department, and if that wasn't enough, they advertise on the Arse of Jockeys.
They do indeed.
That's lucrative.
And you can find out more at lucrf.com.au for the PDS.
Thank you, Lucrif.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Change lives.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, congratulations to Rod from Brisbane. He's just won himself a trip to the Gold Coast. So just down the highway there to the red carpet.
Take
of the
your
Logies.
Wife. Rod,
you're
the one
who's
going to set up a penthouse
on the Gold
own.
Coast. And you've got to take your wife. That's the rule, Rod. So congratulations.
Wow.
Thank
you. He's got accommodation on the Gold
you're
Coast
in the draw.
Now.
Hey, Caroline's on the line. How are you, Caroline?
Hello.
Now, Caroline, we were talking to Mick, who said he had to be a dead body in a scene in Les Mis, and then he stayed on stage. Apparently you directed that production?
I actually did, yeah. And when I heard it, I'm thinking, I've lived this.
Is Mick just a Roald Gold idiot, or he didn't know his cues? What happened? Were you too hot on the scene change?
Look, I think the curtain just came down, and I think he just went, oh, shit, I can't move.
Oh, well, we like it a lot. How was the production, by the way?
It was very good. It was actually one of the highlights of the Newcastle Theatre scene that year. We won the Condors, you know.
Well, that's great to hear. Hey, thanks, Caroline. And we love the fact you were listening at the time. No wonder you went, God, I know that story.
Were you on at the Civic Theatre there?
We were.
I love that theatre. I've played that theatre. It's one of the best in the country.
It is.
Good for you. Thank you for that.
If you ever need a dead body, I'm throwing my hat. My hat.
Mick plays dead bodies well.
Thanks,
hi, Caroline. Good on you.
Good one.
There you go. The theatre connection.
Yeah.
I love it. The theatre crowd are listening to us.
That is funny.
Hey, how good is that?
That is awesome.
All right. All right, we've got the big draw,
of course, the $80 million. Good luck. I hope our ticket wins.
Mate, what are you in?
Yours, aren't
I? You're not now. You're not now. And if anyone wins on this show.
Tomorrow, Adam Shand is going to come and talk all things underworld.
Oh, great.
I love a bit of that. And we'll have more Logies updates and very special announcement of a special guest on Friday.
Kennedy Malloy.
Now that the Kennedy Malloy podcast is all done, time to think about tracking down that lost super. Industry fund Lucre Super can help you do it. Read the PDS at lucrf.com.au.